Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear. School uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Right Fit, sports, fitness, and performance. Centers in Illinois, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines. We've got a great doubleheader today. Joanna Mapuri. The cooking personality, Mama Cuisine, you know, making healthy everyday meals. She's launching her new cookbook, Simple Salad. We're really excited to have her back. And then Sheila Thielen, she's a master figure skating coach, really a spin specialist, and she's the owner of vestibular training products, which are for disabilities, for post-concussion problems. Then the sports doctor's in. First, let's welcome back Mama Cuisine. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hello. How are you? It's been so long. I'm honored to be back.
Yes, absolutely. Give us some background on you and Mama Cuisine. I think you launched that in 2009, didn't you?
Yes, 2009. I launched the show, started on the internet, on YouTube. I've done plenty morning talk shows in Chicago and all over the country. And, you know, it's just been amazing to be able to share. You know, Mama Cuisine is all about great everyday meals, showing busy moms, busy families, how to make great meals at home every day with very simple ingredients and basic cooking techniques. You know, and now
Especially with the pandemic. And, you know, you and I, initially, when I was on your shows, you were on my shows, we were really talking so much about childhood obesity. We were talking about all of these nutrition challenges you had about had it with schools, what were really, really available. Mm-hmm. And I think all of those things, sort of like the mixing of a salad, came together. Probably no more important than it is today, like you mentioned, with this nightmare of a pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, now people are, you know, forced to cook at home a lot more. And, you know, when I first started in 2009...
I think we might have lost her.
That
we didn't really cook at home often. We got you back.
Yes, yes, people didn't cook at home often. And now they're here cooking at home and thinking, oh, no, I need more recipes. I need to figure this out. So, you know, Mama Cuisine's always been here to help throughout whatever is going on.
Well, I think, you know, the challenge of healthy eating, you know, like I talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time, the new medicine is eat smarter and keep moving. And this is something that it's amazing how it's still the same real important messages, whether you're the best athlete in the country and we're trying to enhance performance, or whether you're their grandmother or the kids. And I always thought that you mixed in, like my friends at Chop Chop Magazine, you know, kind of family participation in getting some of the family helping out with some of the cooking. Maybe now they're getting in your way. I don't know how that might be going. You know?
No, absolutely, Doc. Like, we have to get the family involved, because if you think about cooking, it's so generational. You learn from your grandmother, your mom, and you are learning, you know, for your kids, and now your kids are learning. It's really huge in the dynamic of the family. I think we don't think about, or we haven't thought about that in the world that we're in, very fast-paced, very digital. Cooking is one of the last things that we do together as a family that gives the traditions over to the next generation. It's so
important. I definitely feel it has come back very, very big time into our awareness. you know, like you said, this fast-paced culture where we're talking about fast food and everybody's in a hurry. We were running around like crazy. All of a sudden, the pandemic has forced everybody, there is nobody that's not affected by this, in order to be able to be at home, stay at home, and have to be much more creative in the whole area of eating. I'm hoping we get Joanna Mama Cuisine back. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, we are live from Chicago.
Yes,
I'm Dr.
Here.
Weil, sports podiatrist. You can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years, see who was on, what were the topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over, if we go back past the 10 years, I think we have to find some reels to reels in the drawer that you can listen to. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of information. A lot of articles we participated in with one of our sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines. And we have a lot of excitement, a lot of education on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers at Sports Doctor UOC Radio. We're talking to Johanna Mapiri, who is Mama Cuisine for over 10 years. Again, the incredible importance of eating smart, eating well, and you talk again about simple ingredients. What's the website people could find out about everything that you're doing with Mama Cuisine?
Absolutely. It's www.mamacuisine.com, M-O-M-M-A cuisine.com. You'll see, you know, so many recipes in
M-O-M-M-A-C-U-I-S-I-N-E.
Healthy eating, parenting. Yes, dot com. MamaCuisine.com.
You know, right now we're in the middle of this mayhem, whether kids are going to go back to school. We've got fall sports coming off the shelves every time we turn around. And again, the importance of proper nutrition. People are so stressed out. Everybody's very, very scared in so many different ways. You know, and the emotional side of eating and cooking has always been something, like you mentioned, it's generational. I know we've fallen so out of that, but that's, I guess, if there were some silver linings, that's one of them, besides families, you know, spending 24/7 together for 6 months in some ways with all those challenges. Again, the idea of starting to pay back attention to that. Tell us about the new cookbook.
The cookbook is very, very exciting. It was number one new release on Amazon for the first 3 weeks. You know, and it's about salads. It's called Simple Salads. And it was just really great to be able to share. You know, to be honest, you guys, I'm not a big salad eater. And it's funny that I have a salad cookbook. But you know why? There's a misconception that salads are very boring. And they can be very boring and very blah. So the salads that I've created in the cookbook have different kinds of flavors and textures, right? I'm showing you how to create it, staying true to Mama Cuisine. We're sharing very simple ingredients that you could find very easily at the grocery store, and throwing together a beautiful salad that you could have any day of the week with all different kinds of flavors, very affordably. And it's been a really...
You know, and I always remember how much attention I touched on it briefly. I might have lost you again with the wonders of live radio here, where you were always concerned, again, about what was available in nutrition in schools, your younger kids at the time, and definitely concerned about, you know, how well schools were doing. At that time, again, we were really, really ramping it up with our friend Rick Osborne, the whole world of childhood obesity. Ironically, today we're in the same mess. We are in the same mess. We're treading water. We haven't made that dramatic progress. And like I just recently wrote about, you know, obesity is a big, not only has it always been a big deal with children growing up, with concerns with high blood pressure, other kinds of medical concerns, diabetes, all these things we knew about. Now with the virus, it ends up that obesity is one of the most dangerous underlying conditions. So again, this challenge, you know, you can't turn on television for 2 minutes without seeing a diet commercial. The only commercials more than that are the drug commercials. You know, you just can't get away from it. The idea of the diet, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. And if we kept moving and we ate much more sensibly, we probably would have much, much more progress. I imagine you must be facing and talking about that kind of challenge all the time, Mama.
Yes, all the time. It's part of the conversation every single time. How do we get the kids to eat healthier? And the way to get kids to eat healthier is to cook healthier. It's very simple. And have it available at your house. More fruits and vegetables. You know, give the kids more options. Teach them, you know, and the kids will only eat what's available. So you have to cook what you know is best for them and for you. It's very simple. I think we overcomplicate it.
It's very easy to do that. And it's funny now how today, for example, in sports medicine, there's not a team at any level that doesn't have nutrition involved big time, whether it is helping recovery from problems and injuries, whether it's performing at the highest level, whether it's being able to stay as healthy as we can. And that's another very, very big deal with our immune systems. Again, if we can eat healthier and healthier, then we have a better chance of staying out of trouble when it comes to whether it's the virus or other kinds of general illnesses. But all of a sudden, there's this new tremendous attention to trying to eat much, much smarter. And it seems sometimes, you know, people, again, the time that it takes, the education, you know, that it takes, especially when we're bombarded with, you know, the world of fast food. Do you find the schools have been coming around regarding adding and spending more attention to nutrition? It sure seems that way.
Yes, I think schools are doing a better job, you know, just really understanding, I mean, especially, you know, the kids' learning abilities has a lot to do with if they're hungry, if they're eating food that's slowing them down.
Might have flamed out,
I mean,
again.
That.
I think the schools ought to help teach the... Yeah, what about the schools helping teaching these kids about cooking? At least including, yeah, you know, that kind of education. It kind of makes so much sense now that we know what we're facing health and obesity-wise and childhood obesity-wise for years. And we also know one of the big answers, and you'd think that besides making sure, you know, we argued for 15 years to keep physical education included in lower education. I can't tell you what a battle. It's still a battle for a lot of these schools. And you'd think that the art of eating smarter, and now I think it would be, you know, maybe 25 years ago, the guys would have said, come on, man, cooking? But, you know, now you're talking about fueling the body for performance. And that's one of the great terms that some of my nutritional guests will talk about in our Hey Sports Parents world, is the idea of fueling the body. Come to think of it, I think you might have mentioned that on one of your TV shows that I was a guest on. I think.
Absolutely, always.
Downtown Naperville.
Oh, I remember those days. Those days were good days, Doc. But absolutely, what we feel, even as adults, the older you get, you could feel what you eat. You could feel it. You could feel the side effects of what you eat. So it's just very important to be aware of that and make it part of your daily diet. And
if I'm asking you, I want to throw together the kinds of salads your book is talking about that you're so excited about. You know, how long a time does it take? Or I guess is one of the arts must be in smart shopping, I would imagine.
Absolutely. You know, it's awesome because at the grocery stores you'll find a lot of pre-cut salad mixes.
Mama might
that
have saved
helps.
Out.
There's a lot of really again, beautiful kale mixes there. It's already there for you. All you have to do is put it together. I love grocery store rotisserie chicken. You know, there's so many pre-made things available that's healthier for you that you just have to put little things together. Rotisserie chicken goes a very long way. right? You shred it or cut it, put it on top of a salad, slice up some fruit, some nectarines, add your salad dressing and or squeeze a little lemon with a couple nuts. That you have so many different kinds of healthy things in one salad that's very fulfilling and will keep you full, right, and healthy and not too heavy. That's what I love about salad.
Yes, the idea, again, of not being weighted down. You know, it's interesting, like we talked about, you know, we've all known fast food and that it wasn't good for us. We all grew up with that whole idea that we realized that. I think what we weren't tuned into was that the good old American diet, as we were the three meal a day and as it was approached to us, wasn't all that terrific. And I think that, again, the awareness and then the education that would go into, you know, again, I categorize it as eating smarter, not necessarily less, but definitely eating smarter, you know, seems to be able to make, you know, such a difference. Even if you are a senior citizen and you're looking to be active and stay active, try to stay as healthy as you can, or again, you're trying to pay big attention to immune system, nutrition's a big deal with that, Mama, isn't it?
It totally is a big deal. It's just, you know, we have, you know, especially now, you know, people are really, with COVID, so really realize, you know, getting the food directly to you from the farms, the less people handling your food, just having a very balanced diet and being healthy. Your immune system needs to be really good and high. And eating well is just a very simple way to combat a lot of, you know, just like everyday, even just colds and stuff, like the everyday stuff. The simple thing of eating healthy does a lot.
Yes, and it seems that young children really enjoy participating. Again, and this was always a big deal with my friend Sally Sampson with her great Chop Chop magazines that were in every pediatrician's office, or so many. And it was the fact that kids had fun participating if they were just allowed to, you know, get involved. But again, in such a fast-paced society, that we've all been so involved in so many ways. That's why I think this is such a shock to our system, you know, that we've been going through for this past 5 or 6 months, and it's going to be a while before things really, really change. And I think people really have to understand that. We talk about that on the Sports Doctor a lot, Mama Cuisine, which is one of the biggest mental challenges of our lifetimes, is how we're going to deal, quote unquote, with this return to normalcy and how people are handling it. Yes. And it's it's a major challenge. Give us again, Mama Cuisine, Joanna Mappuri, her new book. What's it called?
Simple Salad. You can find it on Amazon or Target.com and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, give me quickly your website. Boom, boom, boom. Give me your website.
Yes, MamaCuisine.com, everybody. Visit MamaCuisine.com for all the episodes, recipes, and blog posts.
Joanna, hold on. Hold on. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, Experts Speak Out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, live from Chicago, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome back. We're excited to have Sheila Thielen. Sheila is the figure skating master coach, spin coach. She's the owner of Vestibular Training Products. And these are multifaceted, whether it's a skater spinning, whether it's post-concussion or a brain injury situation, disabilities. So, Sheila, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
I'm so excited to be here. Hello, how are you?
Great. I hope we don't interrupt you. We've had a couple of glitches, but give us some background on you, your figure skating world, and the vestibular training stuff.
Well, it's really kind of a weird connection. So, for 30 years, I've been coaching figure skaters and spinning and turning and spinning and spinning and air spinning and ground spinning. So much spinning. And really, that applies to that whole vestibular process, which really is the master system in your brain that is your eyes and your ears and your brain balance all kind of tied together. So really, I've been teaching vestibular without realizing it for decades. And really, we have some of the greatest training tools on the planet. So with that, we're applying it now to other projects and other therapies that really, really need that same vestibular training. So it's kind of like that TV show, The Biggest Loser, where they applied everyday people with world-class athletics that really needed it. We're doing the same exact thing, Dr. Bob. We're basically applying world-class vestibular to the general public that really needs it. It's very exciting work. I'm very excited.
Yes, that's one of the reasons I describe what you do. I talk about, you know, from superstars to grandmas, where we're talking about balance training. My longtime mentor, the famous kinesiotherapist Bob Guida, used to talk about instability training, and we would work with these great athletes in so many different sports, and the idea of proprioception and balance and stability, which makes sense to a lot of people. But as we start moving in motion and people have kinds of neuromuscular challenges in one way or another, we start ironically seeing that the same kind of balance work, for example, that a triple jumping superstar skater is working on. Imagine him balancing on one foot on a mini tram or on a Bosu or spinning with your harness on, is the same kind of training that could really, really be very valuable in preventing super seniors from falling and other types
of
disabilities.
That's part of our excitement.
I think it's really an interesting marriage
and
of
balance and that proprioception, knowing where you're at in the world. And really, once your balance starts to go, man, your life is—it's rough. You know, like it's just really hard to watch people struggle with that. So we're excited to be a part of helping change that.
Yes, it's interesting. I know you work and have interest in the world of autism, and one of our sponsors, Right Fit, their founder, Suzanne Gray, who's written a couple of books on the importance of exercise and autism and the whole idea of physical activity being so helpful. I know you've also had the experience in the world of the disabilities of, again, applying these same principles to some of these autistic kids who seem to really benefit from, again, the balance work.
It's all part of that master system of that vestibular process. And when it's off, you know, I mean, it's actually really interesting that, like, the autism group really doesn't want to talk to the athletic group, and the athletic group doesn't really want to talk to the autism group. And I'm kind of in the middle saying absolutely to both of you. It's such important work, and, you know, these children can really benefit from brain organization. It's really fun to see the research.
It can be fun for them also. You know, again, the
kids love it. Nothing like a therapy that the kids actually truly love to do. Like, they really enjoy it. All children do it. I recently had someone compare it to, like, an amusement park, and how your memories are so strong in amusement parks, because basically that's what they are, is they're vestibular activities that your brain really enjoys.
You know, the whole eye contact, eye training, or again, you know, when we used to watch, again, one of my major poster boys, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist in figure skating, who grew up here in Illinois, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. He was already flirting with triple jumping, and there was such concern over what's safe and what's not safe and different methods of being able to work with these kinds of talented kids who were doing more and more physically. And I remember, you know, in the beginning, with so many of these kids still to this day, your harness, in order to safely practice some of these jumps, I guess was a big deal for you.
It's so exciting. I've worked with so many athletes, so many athletes of really all levels, everything from a three-year-old to, you know, the watching, you know, and helping assist with some Olympians. It's amazing work. And to see these top athletes, but also to see these little 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds develop right in front of you. You can just see their brains working. It's fascinating. And to see them apply that nice, powerful vestibular to their lives is really a joyful process. I'm truly grateful to be a process and a part of that.
Yes, and I think 4 years on the Sports Doctor, 2 decades, we've had the world of concussions, all sorts of experts in all sorts of different areas. One of your colleagues over the past couple of months in the whole world of hyperbaric oxygen and concussion treatment, Catherine Snedeker, pink concussions, the whole world of female concussions. And this attention and awareness has really, really, really grown over the past couple of decades. I don't know if there's a bigger concern in youth sports or even in serious sports, is dealing with post-concussion and trying to understand bringing these athletes back safely. You know, again, if anybody says, well, what's the best exact way? And everybody says, there's a lot of different ways. There's still a lot of information going on with that. And so, again, the vestibular side of post-concussion, that's a big deal with you, isn't it?
It's a very big deal. And not treating these athletes as disposable plastic straws that, oh, once they're injured, oh, we're done with you. You know, that's just horrific. And so much time and energy and money has gone into developing these athletes. Just to have them walk away broken, that just seems unacceptable to me for as a human, much less as a coach. You know, we invest
so much.
Yes,
and even with a lot of effort. Yes, even with all sorts of effort to try to do what's right.
It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. They're not disposable. These are important. These are important people, and we care about them, and we want to see them continue on in a very healthy life.
Yeah, you're involved in one of the sports. One of the chapters in my book, hashtag A Sports Experience, is called The Prodigy Sports. You know, everybody in sports medicine wants young kids, young athletes, to play multiple sports and develop different parts of the body, and not use the same parts all the time in the same way. But there are, think gymnastics, figure skating, ballet, even tennis and soccer have become very, very specialized. And that's one of the, and figure skating has always been right smack in the middle, where we had, you know, 10, 11-year-olds, that's all they want to do. And they want to really, really pay, you know, so much attention to try to do the two things everybody cares about. You know, one is how do we prevent injuries? And number two is how can we enhance a performance? What's the website for people to find out about you and your products and services, Sheila?
Well, I have several projects that I'm working on that all kind of work on that angle, too. I'm involved with a website called iCoachSkating.com that really does have a huge section on off-ice training just to try and balance the athlete so that they really become athletes and not just one-sided only figure skaters. That's a huge website. I'm a big I'm a huge fan of iCoachSkating.com. My company, I have several, but one of them is championskatingharness.com, and we have a lot of people putting them in their homes this year, especially it's a very COVID-friendly home training program of an off-ice harness, super easy to install. And then, of course, my big main website is the vestibulartrainingservices.com, working a little bit more with like the pro side, the professional doctors and physical therapists, in bringing that into that physical therapy realm.
Yes, you know, again, like another chapter in my book is called The Two Essential Exercise Concepts for Young Athletes, whatever their level is, whatever their age is, and that is strengthen those feet and ankles big time, like rubber band kind of work that we have invented, and working balance, working stability. Again, like I mentioned before, whether it's balancing on one foot on the mini tram, standing on the BOSU, doing some of the spin work, working with our friend Kim Ryan's Spinergy, those brilliant little platforms.
Aren't those spin boards great?
I used to watch them. When I first watched her videos, I saw these kids spinning. I said, you can't do that with a sneaker. I didn't realize they had something underneath.
And you know what? It's hard. When I first tried it, I'm like, falling off of it. But, like, I kept practicing. But even me as an older person, as an older coach, I got it. I love those spin boards from Kim Ryan Lewis. I just think they're amazing. More people should use them. Absolutely, the whole population should be using them.
Yes, in the whole world of young athletes that I've watched over the years, I haven't seen many that have as good or better balance and stability than the young figure skaters. Really, it's definitely something we pay big attention to. And like you mentioned, off-ice training, for 25 years I've been talking a lot about the caution of overdoing it, too aggressive, too much jumping. You know, where we have skaters doing 50, 75 doubles a week and they're jumping rope or running stairs, jumping boxes, you know, off-ice. What are you, nuts? So sometimes we see the world of overuse as a big concern to ours. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Mm-hmm. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, you can go to radio shows, listen to what you'd like, and go back years, see what the topics or guests were. You can go over to newspaper articles. We're talking with Sheila Thielen and her multifaceted interests in the world of skating, athletic training, disabilities. And we're going to be back with Sheila with another segment. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and you are listening to The Sports Doctor. talk about one of my favorite topics, as everybody knows, the world of figure skating. You know, I'm always looking for my next gold medalist. You know, we had excitement at the U.S. Nationals this past January. I had two skaters that I've seen since kids in pairs on the medal stand. And it was very Jesse Cavallang and Danny O'Shea. I can't believe Danny's like 27, 28 years old now. I don't feel any older. We're talking with Sheila Thielen. She's also been involved in the world of coaching, in the world of figure skating, especially with the art of spinning and twirling, which sometimes we take for granted. It seems the creativity of the spinning, Sheila, never ends.
It's beautiful, and what these kids can keep doing is amazing.
Bigger, faster, stronger. It's one of our biggest concerns. You know, way back in the women's skating world of Peggy Fleming and Katarina Witt and Dorothy Hamill, none of them did triple jumps. Today, we go to our local rinks with some of these top kids and these girls working on quads. And I've been very, very concerned about this tremendous athleticism and challenges, which is one of the reasons why we like to pay as much attention as we can in preventing problems. But the physicality of the sport has exploded, hasn't it?
Absolutely. But Dr. Weil, you're the one that helped me with one of my skaters here in the Twin Cities. Like, this is a young skater that was in really,
yes,
really
this is one of the goals
year-long pain.
And we might have
the
cut out
factor in helping,
one of the goals of my online course called Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. I'll talk more about it in our Sports Doctors In segment, is to act as a quarterback and to be able to call on experts in various fields. And we did that almost opposite wise, where you are a valuable team member of that group, as is Kim Ryan, as is 20 others, from nutrition to physical to mental training, our team, and the ability of helping somebody states away who, for example, was dealing with an ankle problem for a year. We consulted with her physical therapist, worked with her family, talked with her boot people, and the kids, you know, back on the ice, and it's great to see. So you were a key factor in that, Sheila.
I know, but I ran into her just last week at a seminar, and the kid cried. She hugged me. She cried. She was so grateful to be pain-free, and with your
that's
help.
That's the name of the game, isn't it? Yes, that's the name of the game.
This is why we do it. It's not about the gold medals. It's not about it's each individual kid.
But we want a game plan. We want a game plan. That's the goal of being able to, I act, every member of my team, the experts in the book, the member of the team of Hey Sports Parents, all have been on my show. All have been guests. A third of them, I think I've treated their kids. and the idea is, again, I don't care what your son or daughter, whether they're the best athlete, tennis player, figure skater, ballerina, whatever it happens to be, we want to have a game plan on becoming the best we could be. And a lot of that has to do with whether it's referring them to a specific coach like you, whether it's having reference with the top people in nutrition, sports nutrition, whether it's working with someone who has a wall of gold medals, Rob Andrews, because of his work with the women's Olympic gymnastics team. It's, again, with the two goals in mind. How can we stay out of trouble with injury? You know, the reason I co-authored the book, Sheila, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was that there is an epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental. The overkill is dramatic. And when you're working with these serious kids, by the time they're working with you, they're very serious. And the idea of having a game plan and trying to stay out of trouble is one of the things that we've been trying to pay attention to. And sometimes it's still a tough sell because people don't pay enough attention until they've got a problem.
I totally agree. But it's our job as parents and coaches and leaders in our industry to help these children through this process. And really,
and they are children.
You're helping it. You're changing it. You're making this better for everyone. Thank you.
We watched the United States Figure Skating Championship as an example, and we saw the defending women's champion. I think she's 15. She was 14 when she won the first title. Think about it, everybody. You got to start when you're 5, 6, 7 years old. It's not for everybody. But the idea that there are youngsters, very, very serious, very, very early, these traveling teams and some of these other demands on these kids, the scheduling sometimes where we see very, very vigorous, and a lot of times we see, you know, all we have to do is take a look at gymnastics and what went on with that whole world. I used to call them Svengali coaches in the book, Sheila, these demanding, overbearing coaches, and I'll mix in some parents. That's why I always ask coaches like you how your sports psychology skills are.
I lost you.
Right? How's those sports psychology skills when you're working with these families and other coaches, Sheila?
Well, the key is always the family's involved. You just can't hand off your kid. They're not Tupperware. You know, you have to be involved as a parent and as really the parent quarterbacks all of this with the coach and all of the assistant coaches and the team and the rink and the other kids and the club and, you know, your federation and, you
know.
And
it's always the mom, by the way. You know,
the mom is key. The mom is key to this.
Over the years,
don't mess with that.
I would see these young hotshots in the world of figure skating, and 95% of the time their mom brought them in. And mom was in the middle of all the whole world of what they were doing, how they were training. And again, sometimes we attempt, like again with Hey Sports Parents, is put together a team. Who's the mental coach? Who's paying attention to, again, to this kid's nutrition? Who's their off ice or off sport conditioner? Do they even have one? So a lot of these things, I mean, how young have you worked with skaters who started getting serious over your career?
Yeah, it's a mixed answer because, you know, every kid is different. But, you know, we've seen them very serious at 7, 8, 9 years old. And those are the ones you really have to protect because they care so much and they've already invested so much. You have to be careful that that's not manipulated from any of the angles. You know, that, you know, obviously desire is a key factor.
Whose goal is it? Yes, one of the great parts, I remember when Evan Lysacek won the gold medal, a month later I had his wonderful mom, Tanya, on the radio after 2010, and one of the questions was, Tanya, how did you know whose goal it was, you know, his whole journey? She said, you know, Dr. Wilde, he had ice time at 6 in the morning and never had to wake him up. Sheila Thielen, thank you so much. Sheila, give me the couple of websites quickly.
Oh, geez, vestibulartrainingservices.com, championskatingharness.com, and also icoachskating.com. Thank you, Dr. Will.
Fabulous. Hold on, Sheila. We're excited to have her on, have her back, and we'll be back with the Sports Doctors in segment, everybody. The Sports Doctors. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctor's In segment where we preview a couple of upcoming shows, we answer a few emails, and we give you a couple of examples from hashtag Hey Sports Parents the book or Hey Sports Parents the Sports Doctor's In online. And next week, speaking about the book, I'm all excited. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, she's a radio host with Healthy Life Radio. She's a health and wellness professor out on the West Coast. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player, and she's a prolific author, and she's got her new book. That I am proud that my quote is on the front cover, Winning at Aging. She'll be joining us. And then Dr. Aslan Tariq, one of my colleagues, he's a physiatrist, a regenerative medicine specialist, the physical MD, I call physiatry. He'll be coming back the following week. One of the top guys in the country in the world of mental training, Rob Andrews. He was a contributor to Hey Sports Parents, and he's got a wall of gold medals working with the women's gold medal gymnastics team, the Institute of Sports Performance. He'll be back. And then from a while ago, Julianne Silveiro, she is a softball women's pitching coach and specialist. So it's going to be great to have her back. A couple of emails. John says, my 14-year-old son is a cross-country runner. He's had 2 or 3 years of shin problems. We've had x-rays. We've had physical therapy. You know, John, you didn't mention you've had orthotics. You want to really look at that. When I see persistent, ongoing, recurring shin splint, and shin splint's not a medical term. It could be a stress fracture. It could be tendonitis. It could be compartment pressure. So you definitely want to get that diagnosis of what specifically it is. But when it's that overuse of tendonitis, almost always it's foot related. Typical excessive pronated or flat type feet causing the strain of that inner part of the leg muscle, the posterior tibial tendon, which acts as brakes to slow down the foot as it comes down to the ground, that gets overused. So the good news is you really want to see podiatry and you want that evaluation. Orthotics could be magic. You want to continue your therapy, strengthening, all of that, making sure he's in the right shoe. Look at orthotics. Nina says, my 12-year-old daughter is a very serious figure skater. We were just talking about that. She started doing triple jumps. How safe is it? You know, Nina, that's a good question. We have found that today's training, for the most part, is about as safe as it can get. You're doing a triple jump, you're hitting the ice with 6, 7, 8 times your weight. It definitely is something you want to make big attention to that she's in the right boot. You want to pay big attention that she hasn't had any problems, and you want to look very seriously at orthotics, which is our best shot at optimum alignment when it comes to the jumping and the landing. And you really want to make sure, again, you're doing some real good strengthening and that you are on proper supervision also off ice. It's iffy, and there's no doubt about it. We were talking about it in our last segment with the spin coach, Sheila Thielen, that we've got these kids at this age doing triple jumps. Matt says, my mom is a 65-year-old walker. She's had a history of knee osteoarthritis. We want her, and she wants to be active and walk as much as she can. Would orthotics be a weapon? Yes, Matt, big time weapon. Also, the idea of what's the best walking shoe for your mom? What's her foot type? But even if she has perfect feet that shine in the dark, if she has wear and tear, which is what osteoarthritis is in the knees, then orthotics are a weapon. You want to pay attention. Again, next week, Sharkey Zartman, she's my co-author of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Sharkey writes the whole first section, Sports Parenting 101, a tremendous discussion of all the important aspects of coaching. She's got her new book, Winning at Aging, Staying Healthy, Being Healthy into Our Retirement Years. So we're excited about her coming back. There isn't a week that goes by that we don't have questions involving various parts of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. When we're talking again, like now, we've had numerous guests, the challenge with COVID coming back, trying to come back to sports at all sorts of different levels, trying to see. Just 2 days ago, the team doctor, Dr. Ahmed of the New York Yankees, he's a LinkedIn colleague of mine, was talking about the incredible amount of arm problems in Major League Baseball when we've got this rushed season and all of this overuse. Here's a great example of what we were talking about before, the online presence. Hey, sports parents and sports doctors in www.thesportsdoctor.online, where we had a 12-year-old or a mom and dad called. Their 12-year-old son was a quite accomplished tennis player already. He was playing every day. He loves it. But they were talking about one of my old patients, the great John McEnroe from the 1980s. And they were very concerned about their son's temper, his difficulty with coping with the sometimes intensity of the training, the interaction, communication with his coach, that whole world. And we were able to reference and refer them to information involving who we were talking about before, who's coming on the show in a couple of weeks, Rob Andrews, the mental coach, one of our members, frequent guest, Kirk Mango, his book, Becoming a True Champion, which really talks about the responsibilities of the whole interactions of from a young athlete's perspective. And again, the idea was a game plan to be able to help this young kid before he ends up quitting, before he ends up getting thrown out of tournaments because of his temper and his inability to stay under control. And some of the initial feedback has been very, very positive. And like we were mentioning with our last guest, Sheila Thielen, the figure skating coach, we were discussing a young figure skater that she had referred, 12-year-old kid, a year's worth of ankle problems. And every time trying to go back, more trouble, more pain, more problems. And the fact with this type of interaction, how this kid saw her at the rink, gave her a big hug. She was crying because she was pain-free. We were very successful with the physical therapy. So it's great stuff. www.thesportsdoctor.online. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Stay informed. Stay safe. It's the Sports Doctor.